Brian Houseworth with Governor Mike Parson here. I saw you last night. You were here at this very same hotel at the Lincoln Days. Today, addressing Farm Bureau. You're a farmer. It looks like a couple hundred farmers in there right now at the Farm Bureau briefing.
Yeah, it's just kind of great to be in front of the home crowd. I guess I want to say a little bit, but it's good to be in there talking about agriculture issue and some of the things we're trying to do for rural Missouri when it comes to rural health, when it comes to broadband, when it comes to infrastructure, all the things that are important to them out there in those areas, just as much as it is to anybody else in the state. So it's good to be able to have a little time with them and be able to talk about some of the good things we're doing across the state.
Broadband's probably one of the biggest issues you continue to hear about. Senator Blunt talks about it every year he addresses the House.
Yeah, the good thing is we're starting finally to get some money down from the federal level, starting to be able to really implement some of these programs. We're getting a lot of the providers now engaged. But the reality of it is what I told this group today. Look, if we can get electricity in every home, and we did that back years ago, we can get internet to everybody's home to where they can be out there and be competitive, and, you know, especially for our schools. You know, we got to make sure we got broadband available to our schools, give those kids a fighting chance out there in today's world and technology and everything. So that was one of the good things we talked about, and we got a little more funding in the budget this year to hopefully we can help with that. So that's one of the main goals from this administration, try to figure out how we get that done.
A couple quick questions. We'll wrap up. Flooding is a huge issue. I saw Congressman Lutkemeyer last night here. He said he's trying to come up with a plan with the Corps and working with you on that.
Yeah, we had some great meetings in Washington, D.C. just a couple of weeks ago with a lot of the other governors across the state, all the way from Dakotas, had the opportunity to talk to the president himself about some of the issues that were concerning us. He seemed to be engaged on that he said he would try to help with that. So that was very encouraging for him to even get to that, to be talking about that. But, you know, the reality of it is we got to figure out some way to manage this Missouri River on the side of it and figure out how we're going to do things better, because we just can't keep going through where we are now. And the biggest worry we all have for me right now is we haven't got fixed from last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we happen to have a wet spring or floods stuck, these waters come up, we're going to have problems, and we're trying to tell everybody that ahead of time. And it's sad when this all started March 11th of last year. It seemed like a long time ago, but just less than a month ago, we finally got back to normals. And it's people just need to be aware that, you know, it could be a rough year next year.
Final question, unrelated. I'll give you the final word. But the Moms Demand are meeting in Jeff City today, and my colleague Ashley Bird is over there. She said one of the things that they are trying to get you to do is talk more about the issue of keeping guns from domestic abusers. Any thoughts on that and on the gun issue?
Right. I'm not sure where they're at on the discussion on that. One thing in my whole entire career as law enforcement, when it comes to domestic abuse, we ought to be taking a look at that, because I'm old school. I don't believe anybody should go through the abuse practice of that and figure out how we can do some penalties on that. I'm not sure where they'll be on the gun issue there. I'm not sure what's out there. I know the legislators are working on that, so we'll just see what happens there.
Is there anything you'd like to add on that or on farming? Feel free.
Yeah, you know what? I just think, you know, I always say, you know, the agriculture is so important to our state and what it means for a way of life for a lot of these people, but really for what it means for everyday Missourians, no matter where you're from, whether in St. Louis or Kansas City. When you look at the products that are out there every day, whether you're in urban or rural, it doesn't matter. It just shows you how important agriculture is, not only the people of the state, but the people of this country.
Good to see you, Governor.
All right. Thank you, Brian.